Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina with us on a Friday morning on the cusp of a $1 million fund drive, which begins Monday at 6. WAMC CEO Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Love to be with you in these times. And as you have pointed out, I'm here in my role right now as president of WAMC. But when I offer political commentary, that is always my role as an independent commentator. And I do that with pleasure, but I think we should always point out that this radio station has no editorial policy. And it's very important to remember that because everybody gets a voice here at WAMC. Okay, so we're on the cusp of a fund drive, and it is a symbol, these fund drives, of the determination of a community to have a public radio station. Look, we have known that they've failed in some cases around the country. This place has been strong, and it will be strong as long as everybody has the determination that that thing that they turn on in the morning will be there for them, and there for them through the day and through the night. And the kinds of wonderful words we have heard from people as they put over $400,000 into the lockbox, which is still available, by the way, at WAMC.org, is extraordinary. I mean, the kinds of wonderful things people are saying just make my heart soar, really.
Well, turning to your role as political observer, I see an interesting op-ed in the Times this morning. It has to do with CT scans.
That's right. You know, one of the scariest things about medical advances is we take one step forward and then somebody tells us, well, you know, you did that. And yeah, there's some very important things about that. With a CT scan, we can find out if somebody has illness. But then comes this article this morning from two respected people that says if you have too many of them, or even if you have a few in some cases, it can really hurt you and cause cancer. So at the same time that we're diagnosing it, we're causing it. This is not new. We've seen this in other ways of diagnosing illness, but it's very scary. And, you know, the average age of death of an American goes up and up and up. And so we're doing something right. But at the same time, we have to be very careful to look for things that we're doing that turn out later on to be counterproductive. And we see that in medicines, and we see that in things that we think are progress, but turn out not to be.
Alan Chartok joining us this morning. Alan, get rest for the fund drive, which starts 6 a.m. on Monday.
And we'll all rest up. And David, my hope is that it can be over in no time at all.